everybody. Welcome to another special bonus edition of Juicebox Music Podcast. I'm your trusty host, Hunter McClamrock, here in Barcelona, Catalonia, covering the 2018 Primavera Sound Festival. We're about to start the last full day of the festival here at Parc del Forum. The whole thing really lasts about a week with special events going on all over the city of Barcelona. But today is the kind of the final day of full events. Most people will be jetting out of town probably tomorrow. But yesterday was another action-packed day. Started the day off by seeing a favorite here at Juicebox, Paddy Hanna from Dublin, Ireland, was performing as part of Primavera Pro, which is a kind of industry version of Primavera. People involved in the music business, journalists and things like that, having conferences during the day in another location at a school, the CCCB. They're in kind of the center of Barcelona proper. Yesterday there was an Irish music showcase, so they had about five or six Irish acts performing. Everybody was invited, not just the Primavera Pro crowd, but anybody from the street could come on in and check out the music. So I was so excited to see Paddy finally. We'd never had a chance to see him live before. You may have heard our interview with him a couple months ago. He was a great interview guest on our show. I strongly suggest you go and check that podcast out. That was one of my favorite interviews that we've done so far on Juicebox. His fantastic new album, Frankly, I Mutate, was released in March earlier this year. And he played a really tight, short set, concentrated on songs from the album. He has such a great sense of humor that shined through on the stage. And I think, I mean, I talked to a few people that had never heard his music or heard of him before around me at the show, and everybody was quite impressed. And I think he created some new fans, so I'm glad he had the chance to come on out here and perform. Hopefully he'll be in the States sometime in the next year performing tracks from this album. I think Paddy has a lot of potential as kind of a breakthrough artist from the Irish indie scene. So look out for more of him. But it was great. Beautiful day yesterday here in Barcelona. Sunny, a little windy, not too hot. Great day to go explore, eat a tortilla de España, or, you know, ham and cheese, bocadillas, whatever you're into, small coffees, like I said before. Barcelona is really one of my favorite cities in the world, and it's such a pleasure to be here. Great people, great food, great metro system, which I always appreciate living in LA. But then we got to the festival, another action-packed day. Yesterday was primarily American artists on the headlining bill, whereas the first day we had Bjork, Fever Ray, Nick Cave, mostly British, Scandinavian artists kind of headlining most of the main stages. But yesterday, dominated heavily by artists from Southern California. We're talking Vince Staples, Thundercat, Tyler, the Creator had a huge headlining set. The Internet making their first appearance in Spain. All those were great. Actually, Vince Staples really had one of the most hardcore sets I've ever seen in my life. He just solo on the stage, great visual show, insanely loud bass, and the craziest crowd I've seen here at Primavera. You know, the Spanish crowds tend to be very chill. Even if you're kind of up front, it's a, you know, kind of let people live kind of situation. You can kind of move through the crowd fairly easily. And people from around the world who are attending Primavera seem to respect that vibe a lot. So it really is a nice show-going atmosphere, no matter what you're seeing. But Vince Staples let the crowd loose. They were running around, moshing. I swear I saw people thrown into the air during his show. Leaned really heavily on his second LP, Big Fish Theory, came out last year. I love Vince Staples. It's great to see him here in Europe doing it so big. In fact, all of these artists that I mentioned playing to enormous crowds at this festival, and maybe it's seeing these artists on bills all the time in LA and taking them for granted a little bit, but the crowds were just crazy for all of these bands. I got really close up for Thundercat. I've always been a fan of his. I loved Drunk, his album from last year. I've seen him at festivals, kind of bits and pieces from far away. So this time I got the full experience, the Thundercat trio, keyboardist, drummer, and the man himself on the six-string bass in the middle. Just incredible dexterity from these performers. I mean, this was not a rock show. This was a jazz show on steroids for a massive crowd, and they were loving it. You could even see Thundercat, he had an iPad with like sheet music going on in front of him. That's how, I mean, he's not just up there playing three chords. This is some really, really intense stuff coming from the same, you know, this South LA jazz scene that has produced Kamasi Washington, among others. They all came together to work on Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly LP. So there's a lot of great stuff. There's a lot of great jazz energy coming from there. And it kind of makes more sense here in Europe for some reason. I think the audiences have a little bit more patience for it, or at least seem a lot more appreciative of it. I mean, Thundercat could not stop commenting about the crowd and how happy he was. And I mean, his crowd stretched as far as the eye could see. Back on the other stage, we talked about the Southern California artists that were playing. There was a little bit of an Ohio thing going on one of the main stages, Mango, with the Breeders, followed up by the National. I only caught the very end of the Breeders set, but got there in time for Cannonball, so I was psyched for that. And they went through a couple of, you know, like Gigantic, a couple other Kim Deal Pixie songs, which are really cool to hear. And from what I've heard about their recent LP, like, they're still releasing really good music, so I'll have to check that out at some point. The National commented about how excited they were to follow up their Ohio compadres, the Breeders. They said they stole their set list afterwards. So they were exciting. The National band I've seen at least a dozen times, playing from, you know, opening for bands in a room full of 30 people at a small club to the Hollywood Bowl with 18,000 people to a festival here like Primavera with countless thousands of people. Always reliable. Ran through a set mostly featuring songs from Sleep Well Beast. Not much I can say about the National except that they're reliable. I'm spoiled for experiences with them, but it's always good to see them, and I hope they're around for decades to come, because you know bands like that don't come around that often that are so consistent. Some non-American artists yesterday, Charlotte Gainsbourg performing what she said was her first festival ever. I don't know how many live performances she's given, but it was really compelling, and it was you know, very chill. Gave me a good chance to sit down in the grass and kind of rest my legs a little bit and listen to some really, really nice nighttime jams. She had a stage set up with these kind of fluorescent light squares, and she stood stark still in between them. Her mother is actually performing at the festival today, Jane Birkin. They did a little press conference together yesterday. She played a couple of new songs and songs from her most recent album, which was one of Nick's favorites of last year, if you remember that from our year-end episode. So really privileged to have an opportunity to see her, because it's like seeing an exotic animal in the wild. You know, you never know when you're going to get another chance to do that. From there, headed to see a little bit of the internet, very kind of Neptunes-inspired R&B, Steve Lacy's great guitar player. They're also part of the Odd Future Collective, or they kept shouting out Tyler, who was about to perform a main stage set. Now, one crazy thing that happened yesterday was that there was a big headliner shift. Migos was very much looking forward to seeing Atlanta rap trio Migos at Primavera. It just seemed like it would be a blast. They always put a smile on my face. But somehow they missed their flight to Spain. I wonder how that could have happened. Yeah, but despite all their best efforts, apparently, on the part of them and their management, they were not able to make it to Barcelona and were replaced last minute by UK grime king Skepta, who I'm a fan of as well, and was definitely looking forward to seeing his set. But he, in an effort to get to the festival at the last minute, had some flight trouble as well. I think it was more due to airline delays than just forgetting to get to the airport on time. But he did not make it on time, but he has been added to the bill sometime today, so we'll have to see when he is going to be playing today. So last minute, Los Planetas, who are a Spanish band from Granada, were added to the bill. They've been around for upwards of 25 years, kind of a Spanish indie mainstay. Get a lot of comparisons to bands like Mercury Rev and Spaceman 3. I saw a couple songs of them, and they were really nice, really kind of chilled out, blissful indie rock. I thought it was Bon Iver at first, actually, just when I was trying to figure out what band had been replaced. And Primavera has a reputation for having like secret shows, so I thought it might be somebody like that added to the bill at the last minute. I'm sure a lot of Migos and Skepta fans were very confused when they went to that stage. Followed up by Tyler, the Creator, one of the bigger headlining sets I've seen this week. The whole festival seemed to be buzzing about it, especially the younger fans. I can't believe how huge he is over here. You know, it would seem strange for him to have, like, the preeminent headlining slot on at an American festival, except for the Golf Wang Festival, which he, of course, curates. But, you know, the younger crowd was going crazy for Tyler. I wasn't about to get in the middle of that because that's towards the end of the night. I needed a little bit of a breather, but I caught a little bit. He played Flower Boy almost all the way through, which was a pretty impressive feat. And he continues going strong. The merchandising for Tyler and Odd Future is out of control, and I can't help but really admire his entrepreneurial streak. It's really great. Father John Misty performed on the same stage a little earlier in the night. This was a album release day for his new album, God's Favorite Customer. But I haven't had a chance to hear that record yet. I've never been a huge Father John Misty guy, but he and his band sounded really, really good on that main stage. He had a lot of musicians, string players, horn players, pretty impressive setup up there, big crowd. So look forward to hearing some of that album and seeing what I think about that. Maybe Nick and I will talk about it. Although we got to get to this Kanye album first, which, you know, people were kind of talking about, especially in the press lounge. I think a lot of the journalists that were here covering Primavera were trying to listen to the Ye album in the press lounge and get some words out about that, kind of doing double duty. You never know when you know, the Kanye-saurus Rex comes out. You gotta be on the search for that. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a surprise performance from him today if he can get a direct flight from Jackson, Wyoming to Barcelona. I don't know. Although I'm sure he has chartered planes available to him at any minute. Got to check out a 1:30 a.m. set from UK hardcore band Idols, which was energetic. It gave me new life at the end of the night. Their great album Brutalism came out last year, and I think they've got a follow up coming out towards the end of the year. Got some American dates this fall. Hopefully, we're going to get a chance to talk to them soon. Really like that band. Them and Shame are like leading lights in the UK punk scene right now. And it's, you know, it reminds me of like a band like The Clash, where it's this hardcore sound and kind of edgy guys, but it's all about inclusiveness. And, you know, the diversity of the crowd here at Primavera has been spectacular. You know, it's people from around the world. It's really like, just besides being full of people here looking to party, like there are just probably some of the biggest music fans, music nerds you've ever seen in your life at this festival. And the programming is just unbelievable. Not to mention, you know, I got to catch little glimpses of bands like Mogwai, a band I've loved forever. And you know, Haim was here playing on one of the main stages. Really, more and more I think about it, yesterday was dominated by the Americans. Today, we've got a lot in store. Really looking forward to Arctic Monkeys headlining set. It's one of their first shows since releasing their quite polarizing new album, Tranquility Base, Hotel and Casino. And I can't wait to see how they pull some of those songs off live. I have no idea how much of that album they're going to be doing. But yeah, we got Deer Hunter, kind of conflicting with Arctic Monkeys a little bit, so hopefully I can catch a little bit of them. Car Seat Headrest, Let's Eat Grandma, you know, the list goes on and on. Almost, I keep, when I look at the schedule at this festival, I keep getting shocked. There's like bands that I love that I've forgotten about. Jonesy from Sigur Rós is doing a sound bath. They did one yesterday. I'm going to try to get in there a little bit. Gabriel Garzón Montano, who we talked about in our year-end episode from last year. All that in store today. So got to make the best of it. Rest it up. Coffee it up. I will talk to you guys soon.